60-year-old Michael Sheldon has registered with the State Division of Elections as a write-in candidate for Senate District R, which includes Ketchikan, Wrangell, Sitka, Petersburg, Prince of Wales Island communities, and many other small southeast villages. Sheldon, a Republican, is challenging Stedman because of his vote this year on the permanent fund. Stedman voted in June in support of Senate Bill 128, which would have restructured the permanent fund, used some of the earnings to pay for state government, and set the dividend check at $1,000 for the next 3 years. That bill passed the Senate, but did not pass the House. Instead, Governor Bill Walker ended up vetoing an appropriation to the permanent fund, essentially cutting this year's PFD check in half to just over $1,000. Sheldon says those actions prompted his campaign.
Keep the hands out of the PFD. Governor Walker and these senators, I think, they've made a wrong move, and I think it would be good to stand up as a Senate vote and to vote no on issues that concern PFD reduction.
Sheldon was born and raised in Petersburg. His father was from Wrangell, and his mother was a Tlingit from Cake. He started working as a choker setter with J&H Logging in Petersburg as a high school junior. He studied at Peninsula College in Port Angeles, Washington. He also has worked on the Alyeska Pipeline and worked in commercial fishing for 22 years. For the past decade, he's done handyman work and car detailing.
When I go up to the Senate, most likely I'm going to be voting no on financial issues because I can see that we can't afford it no more. Until we start figuring out resolutions and plans to build our economy back up the way it used to be, things are going to have to be tabled.
Sheldon says he would look at spending cuts first and possibly a state income tax down the road if necessary. He's announced his candidacy with about a month to go before the general election in a Senate district spread throughout the islands of southeast Alaska.
Well, what I need to do is each one of the communities in District R, I need to find volunteers to canvass the area. If I can get them to go door to door and spread the word through the internet and through Facebook and what have you, that I'm running as a write-in for the District R against Senator Bert Stedman on November 8th. I would appreciate the volunteer help in that area. Also, I would need some financial help. I do have a website I put up just recently.
Sheldon is taking on an incumbent who's held that Senate seat since 2003. Stedman was first appointed to the Senate and has won three elections. He served on the Senate Finance Committee from 2007 through 2012, and last session was chair of the Health and Social Services Committee. Stedman says having a challenger does not change how he approaches the upcoming election, and he welcomes a discussion of the issues.
You know, that's the process that we have in a democracy. And I've always encouraged local people to step forward and participate in assemblies or councils or school boards or, for that matter, representation in general. So I think it's a good thing to have a discussion of the issues, and it'll help facilitate that potentially.
Stedman says he's supported changing the permanent fund to a percent of market value style endowment fund as long as he's been in the Senate. He says that produces a more reliable stream of revenue that can be put into dividend checks or fund state government.
So if you look at it as far as the structure, I certainly support restructuring the permanent fund. The debate really comes down on the amount that you're going to pull out and the direction it's going to flow, either to dividends or to the state treasury to run the state, or some combination of the two. And clearly over my entire political career, I've supported the dividends to the people of the state that own the oil resource.
Stedman argues that the state legislature should have made changes already to address the state's fiscal crisis, and he says lawmakers have to act this coming winter.
We have enough money coming in the door on recurring revenue to basically pay or fully fund K-12 education, and that's it. And that means no troopers, no prisons, no fish and game, no DNR, no DOT, no legislature, no governor. It's a serious matter. So we need to we need to solve it.
Stedman says without any action, dividend checks and core services around the state will be impacted. He had a challenger for his seat in 2004 and 2012, but not 2008. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.